You're listening to the audio production of A New Kind of Normal, Hope-Filled Choices When Life Turns Upside Down by Carol Kent, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jill Blackwood. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
Prologue: Facing Shattered Dreams. The day was swelteringly hot. Humidity lurked in the house like an unwanted guest that refused to leave. The air conditioning couldn't keep the temperature down with so many doors open to the outside. Sweat dripped down our faces in dirty little streams as my husband and I directed the movers to place furniture and boxes in the appropriate rooms in the house we had just purchased in Florida. I found myself speaking out loud to no one in particular. Anyone who moves to this state has definitely not visited here in the month of July. I have been here less than a day, and I miss the Great Lakes. I miss changing seasons. I miss my friends. I miss my beautiful home along the St. Clair River. I do not want to be here. I hate this weather. I hate this stinking humidity. I hate the reason I had to move here. I want my old life back. I want my peaceful, comfortable, convenient, normal life back. "Hey, lady," the mover shouted, "where does this table go?" Wiping away a stray tear, I suddenly realized that the people who were assisting with this move didn't know the difference between a tear and another stream of perspiration. Ah, something to be thankful for. I didn't want pity. I didn't want compassion. I didn't want to be vulnerable in front of strangers or with anybody else for that matter, including some relatives who had come to assist with the move. I wanted to be alone in my misery. But that wasn't possible on moving day, so I did what I had done so often before. I sucked in my grief, turned up the denial dial on my emotions, wiped my grimy face with a dish towel, and started directing traffic. After several interminable hours, the last piece of furniture was off the moving van, and the final box had been piled in the kitchen. What a disgusting mess. Kind of like my life, I thought. I was teetering on all-out morbid. Moving across the country was not my idea of fun. I was especially unhappy about being within driving distance of Disney World, that undesirable place where smiling parents brought their perfect families to see Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and Snow White.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?